and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 6. Today is going to be a great episode because 6 is my favorite number, and that is literally the only reason why I think today is going to be a great episode. So, anyhow, today we're going to learn about a Leo. I actually live with 2 of them, so we're going to see how real this actually is. Leo is generous, faithful, and a truly loyal friend. Born with a certain dignity and commitment to individual values. Born with the need to help others, they will do so even if it takes a lot of time and energy. Strong and reliable, this individual has the ability to appeal to almost everyone and has the energy to host celebrations and different events with people that bring out the best in them. They are rarely alone, for interactions with others give them a sense of self-esteem and awareness they need. But they could have trouble finding friends able to keep pace and follow the high energy that they carry everywhere they go. I feel like that's pretty accurate. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you know a Leo or are you a Leo? How do you feel? Let me know. But we are going to jump to stories because as always, I am super excited to read these stories. Here we go.
This comes from Jade Michaela on Reddit.
I have had several paranormal experiences in my 27 years of life, but the only one I'm about to tell is one that has always scared me the most. A few years ago, my husband and I got into an argument. An argument so insignificant that I don't even remember what it was about now. It was relatively late at night, maybe 11 p.m., and we had put our toddler to bed hours ago. My husband and I were bickering in our bedroom, and I had grown tired of the back and forth, so I went out into the living room to put some space between us. The living room was pitch black, minus the light from our bedroom TV, slightly illuminating the hallway from the doorway I had left open. I didn't bother turning the light on. I just sat down in the recliner in the far corner of the living room, which was facing our bedroom. I began scrolling on my phone, stubbornly waiting for my husband to come apologize for whatever dumb thing he had said. Only moments after I had retreated to the living room, I saw a figure walk out of our bedroom and stop in the hallway, facing me. I assumed it was my husband standing there, waiting for me to acknowledge his presence. I was still being petty though, and refused to look fully up from my phone. He for sure was standing there though, because the light from the TV in the bedroom was shining on the silhouette of the person. I could clearly see it in my peripheral. When I refused to look up after a few seconds, the figure cocked its head all the way to the left, as if studying me quizzically. At that point, a terrible feeling pooled in my stomach. I looked up, and I knew this thing was not my husband. It literally looked like a shadow standing there. No facial features, no obvious signs of hair or clothing. Its head was still cocked to the side, and though it had no eyes, it was looking at me. Out of fear and not knowing what to do, I turned the flashlight on my phone and shined it at the figure and yelled, "What are you doing?" Just on the off chance that it was my husband and I was being paranoid. But as soon as I shined my light directly at it, it was gone. It vanished right in front of me. I could still feel it though. I ran past where it had been standing to our bedroom, and my husband was on the bed, grumpily scrolling through his phone just like I had been minutes before. He looked up at me and must have seen the fear in my eyes. And when I asked him if he had come out into the living room, he of course said no. He jokingly added, "Why was someone out there with you?" But he no longer thought it was funny after I told him the story. Like I said, I have had quite a few paranormal experiences in my life, but this felt dark. I had never felt anything like it before, and I still haven't felt anything like it since. I don't like putting an uneducated label on things such as this, so I didn't want to call this thing a demon, but it has stuck with me all these years and still sends a chill down my spine when I think about it. I always feel like stories like this, when there is an argument or a situation of that kind of nature where it's just negative, I feel like the dark spirits always latch onto that and appear at that moment. It's kind of like lifting a veil with the negativity, like a negativity veil type of thing. Let's just put it that way. And I'm glad that this person hasn't seen it since, but to have something look at you and cock its head all the way to the side, oh my God. Horror movie situation. Terrifying. But I know. So we're just going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from Pizza YT37C on Reddit.
A couple of years ago, I was staying at my father's house for the weekend. And the day after I got there, I woke up around 6 a.m. and decided to get on my phone while laying on my side. After a couple of minutes, I started hearing breathing from behind me. I froze in fear and continued to watch videos on my phone to make it think that I didn't know I could hear it. Not the best logic, but I was panicking and couldn't think of anything else. I stayed in the same position for so long that I couldn't feel my right arm. Then I saw a black figure walk out from my father's room, and after a few seconds, the breathing stopped. When I asked my father, he told me he hadn't left his room. But this was the first time it happened, and it still happens sometimes. I sometimes feel breathing at random points of the day. About a year after that happened, I also started seeing people, cats, and other animals in the corner of my eyes. For example, about a month ago, I was getting out of my room and I saw a cat in the bathroom. The last time I heard the breathing was yesterday while trying to go to sleep. I forgot to add that most of the times, the things I see disappear when I look at them, but I could look at the cat for some reason before it disappeared. I have almost even gotten used to it, and I'm not as scared as I was, because it's never tried to hurt me physically, but it's still really scary.
Ooh! That is so creepy. Seeing something is one thing, but hearing breathing, just like thinking about it, makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up and like gives me the chills down my spine. I can't even with that. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Imagine a person listening to a plain old podcast.
Blah, blah, I'm a podcast.
But it's just not doing it for them.
If only there was a petty crime podcast to lift their spirits.
Oh, wait, there is.
Listen to Live, Laugh, Larceny on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.